Tina usually reads the Old Testament scriptures, but since she's not here, did anybody ever want to do some of the liturgies and the different things in church? Just let me know. We'll give you fast, quick training and put you right into service. So, anybody want to read the scripture this morning? No, I'll speak at once. New Living Translation, talking about God's promises earlier, we hang on to the promise, because if we only had this life to look forward to, as I paraphrase the Apostle Paul, we'd always be a sick bunch of puppies, but praise be to God, we have something better to look forward to. And in Genesis, which sometimes you got to go back to the beginning, and sometimes we ignore a lot of the things that are in the book of Genesis, but this particular part, chapter 18, is that a son is promised to Sarah. You know, Abram and Sarah was getting up in years, and they weren't going to have a son. So she suggested that he get the concubine, Hagar, and they have Ishmael. But then the Lord told them they were going to have a son, and Sarah laughed, if you remember the story. But this is what the New Living Translation says, verses 1 through 15. The Lord had appeared again to Abraham while he was camped near the oak grove, longing to morning, camped there. And then one day, about noon, as Abram was sitting in the entrance to his tent, he suddenly noticed three men standing nearby. He got up and ran to meet them, welcoming them by bowing low to the ground. "My Lord," he said, "if it pleases you, stop here for a while. Rest in the shade of this tree while my servants get some water to wash your feet. Let me prepare some food to refresh you. Please stay a while before continuing on your journey." "All right," they said. "Do as you have said." So Abraham ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, get three measures of your best flour and bake some bread." Then Abraham ran out to the herd and chose a fat calf and told the servant to hurry and butcher it. When the food was ready, he took some curd, cheese curds and milk and the roasted meat, and he served it to the men. As they ate, Abram waited on them there beneath the trees. "Where is Sarah, your wife?" they asked him. "In the tent," Abram replied. Then one of them said, "About this time next year, I will return, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Now Sarah was listening to this conversation from the nearby tent. And since Abram and Sarah were both very old, and Sarah was long past the age of having children, she laughed silently to herself. "How could a worn-out woman like me have a baby?" she thought. "And when my master, my husband, is also so old." Then the Lord said to Abram, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Can an old woman like me have a baby?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? About a year from now, just as I told you, I will return and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she denied that she laughed. But he said, "That's not true. You did laugh." May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word. That was an amazing situation that took place. And sometimes the stories in the Old Testament really reflect into what we call the New Covenant or the New Testament. So,